If you would be turning to Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 is where we'll be spending the majority of our time this evening in the short moments that I have with you. In Matthew 7, 21, we're told that not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. And tying that into Romans chapter 2 tonight, what I want to talk a little bit about is the judgment. We see that in Romans chapter 2 that God is the righteous judge. He will render to each according to his works. And that's something that we have to take serious. It's something that we have to think about. We see that it's pretty obvious to us in the world that we live in that the many around us in this world today, they do what they want to do. They don't do what God wants them to do. And in part, they do that because they don't have a respect for this judgment which is coming. In Romans, the second chapter, Paul starts out there, therefore you are inexcusable, O man, whoever you are who judge, for in whatever you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things. And of course, many will turn to this passage and say, look here, you're not supposed to judge, but we know that this is simply talking about not being hypocritical in our judgment. We need to make sure that when we judge, we're judging ourselves by that same standard. Continues on there in verse 2, but we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things. And do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God? No matter what we do, no matter what standard we apply to ourselves, whether it's the correct standard which God has given us through His will, or whether it's some standard that man has come up with or devised, we are going to be held to the judgment of God. If you skip down to verse 5, he says, in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also the Greek. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God. We see here that God is not a respecter of persons. He's not going to pick some that he likes and some that he doesn't. It's not something that's going to be a subjective judgment. It's going to be very much objective, and it's going to be based on that law that God has given to us. And he talks a little bit about that law later on in the book, but continuing in verse 12, he says, as many have sinned without law will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. For when Gentiles who do not have the law by nature do the things in the law, these, although not having the law, are a law to themselves, who show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and between themselves their thoughts accusing or else excusing them. In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to the gospel. And so there in verse 16 we see the formation of what we're going to be judged by. We're going to be judged according to the gospel. And so I ask you tonight, are there any here tonight who are not living their lives according to that gospel? We mentioned Matthew 7 and verse 21 when we started off. Those who do the will of God are going to be those who enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's because on that final day of judgment, we are going to be judged according to God's will, according to the gospel that He's revealed to us and the things that He's commanded us to do. If we have not applied those standards to our life, then it doesn't matter what we do, we're going to be found guilty in that final judgment, that where we're going to be rendered to us according to our deeds, and where God is going to judge us according to the gospel. And so if there are any here tonight who have not made the decision to follow the gospel, to follow the commands that God has given to us, have not dedicated your life to serving Him and serving His and following His law, then we want to offer the opportunity to you tonight to start that life of service to Him. We have a baptistry ready. We know that we are commanded to be baptized for the remission of our sins. And so if you need to come forward and to do that, we offer that opportunity to you. There may be those in the audience who have done that but have fallen away and have fallen short recently, and you want to come forward and make that right. If we can help you in any way, we ask that you come forward now as we stand and sing this invitation song.